I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon will begin repatriating Syrian refugees back to their home country, but this move makes many refugees feel unsafe. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says 4 years ago, $100 was worth 500 lira. Today, that amount is worth 400,000 lira, but that's not the only problem. ISIS has made a resurgence.
They control an area that's, you know, deserty in the certain area that is also able to then access Iraq, because there is ongoing ISIS influence as well in Iraq continually. ISIS as a whole is an ideology. It is a theology. You can't root that out with violence.
As Syrians flee from ISIS violence, many encounter Christians for the first time, ask God to move among them, and bring about true transformation for Syria. War is chaotic and confusing, even when you can access the latest information. Imagine being stuck in a war zone in Ukraine, cut off from communication. Julia Bang serves in Romania with DOR International. Speaking through an interpreter, Julia tells us about Elena, a deaf refugee she met through mutual friends.
She tried one time to leave her apartment building, but she saw one person shot right in front of her and fall to the ground. So she turned around and stayed in her apartment and prayed to the Lord and asked him for guidance on what to do. She was there for several weeks just staying in her apartment.
Eventually, she escaped to Romania with help from Deaf Bridge. You can help deaf believers like Elena through Deaf Bridge and DOR. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Pray for the Lord to give them peace, because a lot of them are experiencing severe trauma.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.